Bernie's in the funhouse. I know, I keep saying I'll leave politics alone for a while, maybe bring the firewood in from the back 40 or even tend to my so-called career. But honest to God and Abe Lincoln, how do you ignore the tweet storm from our comb-over-in-chief when every day he drops a bright bomb on the Lion Press? Yesterday he called Obama the lowest of the low for ordering a wiretap on his people in the Trump Tower. Proof? He don't need no stinking proof. Proof was so then. We're working on an entirely different political paradigm here. The media are the liars, not the liar himself. In a better, more orderly universe, we might expect the Congress, even his own party, to call a lie a lie. But the agenda these folks have in mind for transforming government to their own small, privatized vision gives them the courage to maintain a distant but incredibly loud silence on these matters. If they can just get the EPA shrunk down to size, they can get those corporate tax breaks enacted. If they can push back on the culture war soon enough, well, what's a white lie or two? Profiles and courage, this is not. Of course, when half the country, their voting base, believes the most outlandish garbage dished up by Fox or Breitbart, why should they take a stand for truth, justice, or the American way? This is profile and cynicism that takes our collective breath away. If the time comes when this self-absorbed bully in the White House is dragged away kicking and screaming, maybe we should take a good hard look at the folks who turned their gaze away when he was at his most outlandish. I get it that the voters are in an intemperate mood. I get it that they no longer trust politicians to look after their interests. I get it that a tough-talking TV reality host might seem just the antidote to their problems. But come on, this is no game show. And the only thing so far that's been drained from the swamp is my atrophied sense of humor.